It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, I'm so glad to see you. You know, just as I was leaving yesterday, I thought of something that I wanted to tell you. Something I used to do when I wasn't well and had to stay in bed. Come on down the floor with me, will you? Down we go. Right down here. I used to get one of my blankets. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. Yeah. And I used to make what I called a blanket mountain. I'd sit in the bed and put my knees way up like this, and then this would be the mountain up here, you see? And I would have all kinds of rills around here. And down here I would have a lake. Right at the bottom would be a lake. Then I'd get out my toys and put the toys all around the mountain. Just a minute, and I'll fix up this mountain. Now, where's the tree? Here's a tree. Toy tree. Now put it right there. And put some more shrubbery around here. You know, up a mountain, just so far go the trees up the side of a mountain. Then they stop. And that's called the tree line, when the trees don't go any further. Because on some of them, you know, up in here is snow. Yep. So we'll have this be the tree line right there. There, we've got some trees there. Okay. And down here, this is a paper boat. See that? Just folded like that and made out of paper. Let's put it down in the lake. Down you go. Put this little girl in the boat. Have her float around. There you go. Float down in the lake. And here's a boy coming along the mountain. Can say hello to the girl in the boat. Hello. She says, think I'll climb the mountain. So up he climbs, up the mountain. Hello. Hi. Now you can walk over this side. Here comes a little girl. She thinks she'll do the same thing. Follow. Maybe you'd like to have a race down this side, would you? Okay, the boy won that time. It's hard to get up the mountain. Hard to get up the mountain. Now have another race and see who wins. The girl won that time. Sure. So they have a good time all around there. They can sit down by the lake, watch the boat. Hear a car thing. Have a car go up. Have the car come down. Watch out for the tree, car. The car can go down by the lake, too. There was a man by the name of Robert Louis Stevenson who had to stay in bed a lot when he was young. And he wrote some poems during the time that he was in bed. And he dedicated them to his nurse, who took such good care of him. And one of them he called The Land of Counterpane. Counterpane is sort of like a quilt or a blanket. It's an old word for blanket. And he said, when I was sick and lay abed, I had two pillows at my head. He would just be like this, you know, with his pillows. And all my toys beside me lay to keep me happy all the day. And sometimes for an hour or so, I'd watch my leaden soldiers go with different uniforms and drills among the bedclothes through the hills. Yeah, he would make hills out of his blankets and sheets and everything too. And sometimes sent my ships in fleets all up and down among the sheets, or brought my trees and houses out and planted cities all about. He would do just what we're doing here. I was the giant, great and still, that sits upon the pillow hill and sees before him dale and plain, the pleasant land of counterpane. Yeah, he pretended that he was the giant sitting up here with the big mountains in front of him and looking down. If you ever have to stay in bed sometime, you could do that. Yeah, you could just get all your toys around you and pretend that you've got some mountains here. You can be the giant and make all of the things go around the way you want to. Mm-hmm. And you could even pretend that you were going someplace. Mm-hmm. We could pretend that we're together, too, when we're not feeling good. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Oh, some days it's good to play alone, but sometimes I get bored. There's just so much you can do yourself with a doll or a ball or a sword. But whenever I hear you've got some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew, 'cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay, let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. And when you get better, then your toys go someplace else. Do you hear somebody calling?
Mr. Rogers!
I do. Let's go to the porch and see who it is.
We'll take our mountain with us.
Yes?
Hi!
Lady Everlyn, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, but
you come up?
Thank you.
Oh, you've got roller skates.
Yes, I didn't know you were sick.
Oh, I'm not sick. I was just pretending that I was.
Oh.
And what I used to do when I was to make a mountain out of a blanket.
Oh, well, oh,
you're roller skating.
A little bit of a bush on your sweater.
Uh-huh.
Did you have bushes on your mountains and
yes.
trees?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you want to go roller skating?
Oh, I haven't roller skated in a long time.
Oh, come on, try.
Sure, I'd be glad to try.
I have a skate key in my pocket.
I'll put them on.
One goes on one side and... Oh, that's the wrong thing. Look.
Roller skating. Oh, aren't they great?
They're for Tad.
Oh.
You know,
little
he really...
Little roller skates.
Yeah. He's really been feeling sick. I have a skate key in my other pocket.
Uh-huh. Let me see if
here
I can...
Here it is.
Can you help me here?
Oh, yeah. I'll tighten that.
Skating. Roller skating. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Is that tight enough?
Mm-hmm. Just right.
Just fix this. Oop.
There. That's tight good enough? And tight, yes.
Okay. Will you hold the key for me?
I'd be glad to. Oh, boy.
Let's help each other up.
All right. I'm really not so sure I can.
Oh, sure you can. I'll go first, and I'll skate around a bit, and then you come.
All right. Here we go. I'll come in just a minute. Well, it took me a while, but I better take them off and give them back to you.
Oh, no, why don't you keep them?
Oh, could I?
Sure, you have that little box where your shoes are.
Uh-huh.
Then we could go skating another time.
Oh, I'd like to. Could I help you off with yours?
Oh, no, thanks. I think I'm going to skate into make-believe. I want to see what's going on there, and I do want to bring these little skates to Tad.
Sure, well, you better have the key.
Okay. Key in this pocket, little skates in the other.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the idea.
Oh, you're welcome.
And for loaning me the skates.
You're welcome.
Oh, I like that. Let me help you down.
Oh, thanks.
Farewell, Lady Evelyn.
Farewell, Mr. Rogers.
Skate well to make believe.
Bye.
We'll get my mountain. Come on, mountain. Is that fun? Skating along with Lady Evelyn? Let's see how quickly she gets to make-believe. There's Daniel's clock. And there's the fountain. Hope Tad's feeling better today. There's the museum go-round. And there's X's tree. Henrietta's house, and the factory. There's the trolley. Come on in, trolley. I have something to show you. Hi, trolley. Oh, I like your whistle. Yes, but I'm interested in your wheels. I've just been skating on roller skates. Wheels. Yeah, it's fun to go on wheels. Yeah, would you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe? Lady Aberlin's on her way there to roller skate. Thank you.
Is that you, roller skating?
Hi, Ted. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm much better, Lady Evelyn.
Are you?
Oh, I'd like to have a pair of roller skates, though.
Well, fancy that. I brought you a pair.
You really did?
Yes, there's one.
Oh.
And there's the other one.
Oh, you have two for a pair?
Yes.
Oh, they have a pretty, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, thank you, Ted.
I'll just go and put them on and skate right now.
Well, how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm feeling better.
Yes?
I am supposed to stay at the fountain, though.
Oh, what did your mother say about staying at the fountain?
Well, she says I can play, but I'm supposed to play right here.
Oh, well, then that's what you'll do.
Well, nobody will know if I just take a little trip with these nice skates. I'll take them and take them a little trip.
Oh. You can take a pretend trip.
What do you mean?
A pretend trip.
Oh. Boop. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop. Oh, that's fun. A pretend trip. Ooh, careful, skate.
Good thing you have Ivy here.
Why don't we make a little race?
Good.
We could make them race all along here.
Good idea. I'll turn them around, shall I?
All right, and we can start right here.
Here's yours. Here's mine. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Get set. You have yours?
Yes,
which one is yours?
This one close to me.
Okay, and this one will be mine. Ready?
All right, ready.
Get set.
Get set.
Go.
Go. Oh, I dropped mine.
I see it.
Do you see it?
Ooh, get my hand wet.
Careful.
Here it is.
Oh, thank you. Let's
try again. Ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Go.
Get set. Go!
Did I win?
You sure did. Can I try again?
Sure.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Get set?
Get set.
Go! Well, mine's the only one on the... Oh, there, I see yours.
You won again, didn't you?
Oh, here it is.
Let's try once more.
Okay. It's sort of... thin here, you know, to have two of them.
Sure is. It's hard
okay,
to keep
ready?
Hey, you all, what in the world are you doing?
Hi, X.
Hello, X.
We're roller skating.
Oh, great. Roller skating.
Yeah.
I just love roller skate. Hey, but I thought you were supposed to stay in the fountain for a few days, Ted.
I am, but still I'm playing roller skating.
Yeah.
How in the world are you doing that?
Should we show them?
Okay, let's show him.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Get set.
Yes.
Go.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're just making them go along the ledge here.
Right.
Hey, could I try that?
Sure.
Sure would like
sure
to try.
Let's see.
I'll make one go this way, okay?
Okay.
You make one go that way, and we'll meet in the middle.
Oh.
There it is.
Well, there's one. Got to find the other one.
Can you find it down there?
I see it.
Good.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yep.
Excuse me for reaching right in.
Yeah,
well, there they both are. There's one for you.
I sure wish I could put them on my feet, though, and skate around.
Well, you'll be able to do that in a few days, Ted.
Sure, and look, you've already made a game of it. You really have some good ideas.
Hmm. Thank you for my skates, Lady Evelyn.
You're very welcome, Ted.
Oh,
well, I think I'll go over and show my skates to Uncle Friday and Sarah Saturday.
And you skate pretty well yourself, Lady Evelyn?
Pretty well. Takes practice.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I never learned to skate myself. I always just took to flying.
Well, some of us don't have wings, you know.
Oh, that's right. And some of us do.
Yes.
Will you stay and play with me a little while, Lex?
Sure I will. You have a nifty-glifty time yourself, Lady Evelyn.
I sure will. And be careful about these skates. They seem to fall all over the place today.
We sure will.
And I'll be careful. May I have a wing, X?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Up you go.
Sometimes you need help. That's
right. Have a good time.
Thank you. See you gentlemen later.
Okay.
Have a good race. Over at the fountain, he's playing racing with Tad. Well, it's really roller skates.
Roller skate, meow.
Yeah, and because Tad really isn't supposed to leave the fountain until he gets all well.
Yeah.
So they had the little skates. And
meow, play, meow, bell, meow.
Oh.
Meow,
meow. Oh, I like your hat.
Yeah, I do.
Daisies.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Meow,
did you see
like
my roller skates?
Bell. Yeah.
It's a great bell.
Meow, 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 roller skate.
See? Do you?
Meow, meow, used to.
Did you used to?
Meow, 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 see, meow, 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 meow.
How'd you do it?
Meow.
Oh,
meow.
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 Meow, you can do that, meow.
See if you can find me.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow, meow, Lady Avril. Meow. Meow. Meow, meow, do this, meow.
What?
Meow, meow, roller skates. Meow, meow, do this.
Oh.
Meow.
Oh, no.
Meow, 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 meow.
No, I wouldn't even.
Meow, 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 meow.
Henrietta.
Meow.
Wow.
Meow, meow, different.
No, I can't do that.
Meow.
No.
Meow, love it, meow. Meow, meow, take my bell.
Oh.
Meow, 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 meow.
I'm gonna make a phone call, Henrietta.
We meow.
Goodbye.
We meow, Lady
Avril.
Meow.
Hello, Miss Plificate. Yes, it's Lady Avril. I'd like to make an appointment to see Uncle Friday, please. Oh, he's in the R room with Sarah Saturday, listening to some records. Oh, Edgar Cook is in the garden. Thanks very much, Miss Bilficate. Bye. Hi, Edgar.
Hello. Oh. Good day, Lady Aberlin.
Good day, Edgar Cook. Look, I have a roller skate.
Oh, you're skating. How lovely. They all go around.
I just saw Henrietta.
You did?
Yes, and she said she used to roller skate when she was little, but just now she was walking up the side of her wall, over on the ceiling. It was amazing. I couldn't do that.
Well, you know that Henrietta Pussycat is a wonderful pussycat.
Oh, she is.
And anything can happen in make-believe. That's the record that they're listening to.
I can hear it clear out here.
King Friday and Sarah Saturday in the R room.
I love Brahms.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful. Skate with me. We can skate together.
Oh, thank you, Edgar.
Thank you, Lady Aberlin.
I think I'll go and show Uncle Friday and Sarah Saturday my roller skates. You know, R stands for roller skates as well as record.
Of course it does, my lady. But
I suggest you knock first.
By all means, Edgar.
Very good.
Bye.
Comes the trolley.
Bye, trolley.
Trolley, trolley.
Bye, Edgar.
Goodbye, Lady Adeline. Trolley, trolley. Trolley, trolley. Goodbye, trolley, trolley.
So they're in the R room listening to some records. Got to fold up my mountain. There, mountain, you're all folded up. But you can be a mountain anytime I decide for you to be. Tad would really like to have skated with those skates, wouldn't he? Yeah. But he knew he couldn't, so he found another way to use them today.
Yeah.
Really shows he's growing. It's the way you are. I always think our visits just go like that. How are you coming with your snapping? Some people go like this and just go, That's enough, too. Sure. I've really liked being with you today. You always make it such a special day for me, our visits together. Nice thing about it is, we're going to see each other tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is tomorrow, tomorrow. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Next time you have to stay in bed, would you make yourself one of those mountains with your blanket or your sheet? Just put anybody you want around there and play anything you want. And you be the giant of the counterpane, okay? I'll be thinking of you then, too. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.